As an Amish youth, David saw a vastly different world with modern conveniences all around him. As he became a teenager, he knew that someday he would have to make a decision about his own future. The story of that choice is this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Machinery Pete's having a huge summer unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerypete.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for. Get yourself a great deal. Go to machinerypete.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. This is one auction you can't miss. Items are open for bidding now and close August 1st. Go to machinerypete.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerypete.com/auction.
David Mast was one of 11 children in an Amish household. He reflects on growing up in an old order household while seeing the modern world all around him.
You see it all around you, but you know that's off limits. But as you get older and you have opportunities to participate in some things that you're not really supposed to be participating in, and I did, that probably contributed some to my wanting to get out of there.
Around the age of 18, Amish youth decide whether they will join the church and shun many modern ways of life, or leave and begin a new life away from the community.
The church does not want them to explore, and I've heard people say, there's even been television programs saying that that's the way it is, but I have never seen any encouragement to go explore.
David says Amish youth might go explore on their own, but he never experienced someone encouraging him to do so. He admits he probably explored a little too much as an Amish teenager. He left home the day after he turned 18.
That's what got me to leave to start with, because I was rebelling against the rules. I did think I might come back, and 2.5 years later, I did come back for 6 weeks and then decided that that was not going to be for me.
Of his 10 siblings, only one has left the Amish. He says that many of the rules just didn't make sense to him, and the rules, of course, are steadfast.
They don't change the rules very often, so there's not many new rules made. They may have interpretations, but as you can tell, they're not changing very much.
So how did he make the adjustment to life outside an Amish home? That story next time as we travel the countryside in Columbia, Missouri. I'm Andrew McRae.